Hey guys, it's Crystal from Kravis Forever and Champagne and Shit Talk on Instagram. Tune in to my new podcast to talk about my two favorite things, Kravis and Shit Talk. Guys, we are doing it. It is done. It is did. This is episode numero uno of my new podcast, Kravis and Shit Talk. I've been wanting to start this podcast for so long, and I'm so excited to get started. Let's jump right in. I think for every podcast, we will probably start with Kravis because, as you know, they are my fave. Well, this past weekend, Kravis took a little mini vacay to Montecito Miramar Resort, which seems to be like a new fave for them. This is the second time they've gone. They're always super cute when they're there. This time was no different. They were all over each other, hugging, holding hands. There was a wedding, and so a lot of the wedding guests caught really cute candids of the couple. So we got super lucky. We had tons of content. My favorite video, and probably the most talked about video, was a video of Courtney and Travis at breakfast, where our girl is straight up on his lap, straddling him, you know, in the middle of matcha and coffee time. Okay. I'm talking about up on the lap, ride-em cowgirl. However, I don't think they were making out. I think she was kind of just like nuzzling his neck, but still, I don't think I've ever straddled anyone at breakfast. I'm also not Courtney and Travis. I'm not as hot as them. So, you know, there's a lot to live up to. I'm definitely not on their level, but I mean, the two of them, they literally cannot keep their hands off each other. They're so freaking hot. I cannot stand it. I'm going to need them to like just either drop the tape or like cut it out. Okay. Like stop teasing us or just drop the tape and let us watch. Also, Travis decided he wanted to post a picture of Courtney's clothes that she was wearing that day on the floor, just so that in case we were unsure, we all now clearly understand they're having incredible, wonderful, and consistent sex on a daily basis. I don't understand how people can just be this naturally hot. It really is a gift, and it's a gift I don't possess. You know, my husband and I, we're fairly active, but like, we are not this hot. If we wanted to even think about being this hot, we would really truly have to put a lot of effort in it. There'd be a lot of elbows involved. We would probably, you know, accidentally bump each other's heads. I just don't know that we could ever live up to that level of hotness. It really is a super talent, and it's definitely not one that I possess.
Scamelia also had a big weekend. Okay. Scamelia had the first grid post on Scott's Instagram. First time he has featured Amelia on his grid, not just in his story. So looks like things are really getting serious over in Scamelia land. I get DMs all the time about Scamelia, and everyone's like, that sounds like an STD. Like, please stop saying it. But honestly, what else works? Like, I can't think of another combo for Amelia and Scott. Like, Scalia? I don't know. If you can come up with a better one, DM me. Until then, it's Scamelia, okay? Yes, he posted her on his grid. However, she reposted the picture and wrote, I love you. He reposted the picture and wrote, water. So you can take from that what you will. But I mean, listen, they seem happy. They're cozy. I sure hope that he doesn't hurt her. I sure hope that he finds love. But it's just so cringy. I can't take it. Jen and Bennifer 2.0 had a really romantic weekend. Okay, so Jen turned 52 and she's still killing it. Her body looks better than mine has ever looked in my entire life. I'm talking at any age, at any time. My body has never looked like that. And honestly, probably will not look like that unless I fork over a decent amount of money for cosmetic surgery. And honestly, that's not out of the question. And so at that point, then we can compare. But for now, she is queen of everything. Okay. Her body is sick. She looks amazing. She's literally recreating all the scenes from Jenny from the Block. And my girlish little self is fucking living for it. Okay. They look so cute together. If I wasn't already running this Kravis fan page, I might make a banner for one. It's really super, super tempting. As happy as they are, I still keep seeing like little shots of Ben looking like he is in a pit of despair, like his signature look of like the world can't be a good place for me. Like, he is the most relatable celeb on the planet, okay? With his constant look of despair, and like he's like every parent at the end of the day, right? Just like standing outside, smoking a cig, taking the deepest breath there ever was, and just wishing that you were face down in a rum and coke. And so for that, like, he's an angel to me, and I'm honored to be living in his time, truly. Bella Hadid also went public with her new boyfriend, and, you know, I gotta say, I'm not a fan, okay? I don't ship. I'm not a fan. There will be no stan account for Bella and her new boo. I am an Abella fan, and so I always wanted her to get back with The Weeknd. You know, Abel is my man, but I was willing to share with Bella, and I just don't feel like she's, you know, taking that seriously. I feel like she's taking it for granted that I'm willing to share him with her, and I don't appreciate it. I am, however, not sharing him with Angelina Jolie, and so I'm going to need her to take two steps to the left because I do not approve. I did just recently start watching Sex Life with my sister, and I got to tell you, okay, I thought I was ready. Like, I had heard about the schlong, and I have seen a peen before. I'm not 12 years old. And so I was like, this is not a big deal. Like, show me the penis. I didn't really think, like, I was going to be that affected by it. And so I convinced my sister to watch it with me, who's my ride or die. And, like, we always do all these shows together. And I'm like, let's record ourselves. She's like, no. She hates to do any kind of thing like that. She's not really, like, a social media person where she likes to put her face out and stuff like that. And I'm the opposite, and I'm like, it'll be fun, like, well, let's do it. So I convince her, and I start recording, and thank the sweet baby Jesus that I did, okay? Thank the sweet baby Jesus that I did, because honestly, when I'm having a bad day, I now play her response to the scene, and it chips me right up. It really just peps me the fuck up. And I can get on with my day. And so, I have a little treat for all of you. I am going to share the audio.
He just licked his finger after he rubbed. You know? And that had me screaming. And so, we're in the 19th minute. And they're at the gym.
I'm not ready.
Fucking ready.
I've heard about it.
I'm ready.
I'm not ready for it.
My sister and I are recording ourselves. A la challenge.
I wasn't ready for the fucking.
You hear her? She wasn't ready. I wasn't ready either. Okay, we're in the shower. We're in the shower. I don't wanna.
I can't.
I'm ready. I don't know if I am ready. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I am. Passes? Okay. Here we go. It was soft. It was soft.
know, there's not a whole lot left to say after that. Honestly, I don't know that I can really explain that reaction. However, I will say, definitely watch the show. Maybe don't watch it with your husband if he's awkward about beans. That's my only little tidbit there. All right, let's jump into the Olympics. Okay, I love the Olympics. I love watching them. I love all of the ceremony and all of the sports. I mean, you're not going to catch me watching like fencing, but super cool that the United States was the first one to get a gold medal in fencing. It's a new, you know, sport, whatever. But let's talk about the flag holder from Tonga. Okay, let's jump in there because I don't know that I could really focus on anyone else during the opening ceremonies except for him. This man looked like he stepped out of a Magic Mike video and was covered in oil, just a glistening for all of us to take in. Okay, I need to know where I sign up to rub the oil on the flag holder from Tonga, because that's a job I can get down with. That is a job that I think I would excel at. Okay, so we start there. I mean, it's hard to follow that up, you know? The Olympics has done this all wrong. They need to bring the flag holders in at the end, because really, after we've looked at him, we don't really want to watch anything else. Alas, we had to. There has been a little bit of drama at this year's Olympics. Okay, so far we've got the Norwegian beach volleyball team being fined because they refused to wear the teeny tiny bathing suits that are being mandated by the Olympics. Okay. They have decided to wear like little boy shorts, and they're fined because they're not in quote unquote uniform. However, I don't see why it is necessary for the women's volleyball team to wear a thong panty. Okay. It's ridiculous. As long as it's not impacting their performance, what does it matter what they're wearing? Some people are traditional and still want to wear the thong bikini bottoms. That's fine. But we don't need to sexualize sports, okay? There's enough of that goes on in the world. We are objectified quite enough, thank you very much. Can we leave sports? Like, can we leave it about the physicality of it all? Does it have to boil down to, like, rear ends at all times? Like, with the rear ends, I can't. But Queen Pink, of course, coming through, offering to pay the fines for the Norwegian team, because she's super proud of them for standing up against being sexualized by the Olympics. I mean, Pink can do no wrong. Honestly, she is amazing. But, of course, this is, like, so Pink of her to step in and, like, offer support and offer her voice for such an important thing. I would like to draw everyone's attention to Australian swimmer Titmus's coach. Okay, he is this long-haired blonde beauty of a man, and she was actually favored to come in second. Katie Ledecky from the United States was favored to win the match. Titmus has looked up to Ledecky for so long. It's actually a really adorable story, and she actually beat her. She's younger, she won. It was a really sweet moment, but her coach went bananas in the stands. I mean, lost his goddamn mind, okay? He was dancing and swinging and then started humping the glass partitions. I didn't mind. I thought it was wonderful. I want more of it. I want to see more of the hot Aussie coaches humping the glass partitions. I am here for it, okay? That's the only act that can follow up the flag holder from Tonga. Thank you for bringing us back, okay? We appreciate you. That's Coco, guys. As you know, Coco is here. She's either snoring or like hacking up a lung because of her allergies. Let me tell you something, okay? Bulldogs are the cutest dogs in the world. They're little scrunchy faces. They want to snuggle. They are so gross sounding. They're either sneezing, they're snoring. She's got allergies and she's allergic to allergy medicine. It's really a wild ride. She sounds like a little baby with bronchitis, okay? It's adorable and disgusting all at the same time. So if you're looking for a dog, may I suggest an English Bulldog? Megan, Fox, and Machine Gun Kelly. Those two. Okay, so Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were in a new movie called Midnight in the Switchgrass. Randall Emmett is the producer, and the two of them no-showed their own premiere. Didn't say anything until, you know, Lala, Rand's fiance, decided she was going to be shady on social media, post a picture of herself in front of the banner, like perfectly positioned so that she's blocking out the image of Megan, put some words over Megan's name. And then shortly after that, you know, Machine Gun Kelly came out and was like, well, I don't want to support a movie that I think is trash. However, everyone saying that was actually a pretty decent movie. Everyone, you know, who saw it said it was a decent movie and that he did a great job in it. So I think there's got to be more to the story. You know, it's funny because Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox and Lala and Rand were friends before. I mean, they were on, you know, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox were on Lala and Rand's podcast. So, I mean, there was like a time where everything was copacetic. So something definitely happened. My money is on some sort of drama that involved the ladies. And then Machine Gun Kelly was like, I got my girls back. And Rand was kind of like, I do whatever Lala says. So that's my take on it. All right. Kanye motherfucking West made his goddamn return to the gram, y'all. He made his return to the gram. Of course, just in time to drop Donda. I don't know. DM me if I'm saying it wrong, okay? Come at me. This man, he is an enigma wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in bubble wrap, just to add a little fun to it, okay? He is, I don't even know how to explain him. His first post back on the gram, okay, he posts little snippets of his outfit, like his chain, his shirt, and then like his outfit all laid out. Okay, of course, just, you know, giving us a little teaser, but I have to tell you, the first thing I noticed about the pictures was that his socks were Nike. Okay, call me a shady bitch if you want to, but if I am Adidas and this is the king of Adidas, okay, and he's making his return to the gram, and he posts a picture of some goddamn Nike socks. Let me tell you something. I'm going to have a real problem, a real big problem, okay? I don't know if that's a message, because usually Kanye is pretty intentional, but if it isn't a message, it was just a screw-up, and I'm Adidas, I am mad. It is mad day. We are having a call. There's a meeting. I'm going to need the picture taken down. I'm going to need an apology. It was, yeah, not a good look. The second thing I noticed is there was one picture where Kanye's shoulder was out a little bit. And I got to tell you, just maybe it's because of the way he dresses. Maybe it's because we don't ever really see Kanye in like a beach attire or anything like that. Like even in the water, I think he goes in like a full t-shirt, right? Like his whole body's covered. That man's shoulders were pretty buff. Okay, I was really taken aback by it, and I have not thought Kanye was attractive a day in my life, okay? I'm not saying he's ugly. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying anything negative about him. He's just not for me, okay? That was a sexy shoulder. That was a sexy shoulder. So, you know, honestly, now I kind of want to know, like, what's it look like? What's the rest of it look like? Maybe there's a reason why Miss Kim was sticking around. You know what I mean? Seriously, I do think they have, like, a really big love connection. And I hate what happened to them because I think mental illness played a big part. And I hate that for them. But I do so love that they're so supportive of each other. You know, Kanye did have his listening party for Donda at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Kim, of course, like the loyal queen she is, was in attendance looking like she was dressed by Kanye, wearing a head-to-toe red leather catsuit. Kanye himself in red from head to toe. So they were matching. The kids were there. It was, you know, very good family, very good co-parenting vibes, and I love that for them. One thing about the Kardashians I love is that they do their best to try to make sure their kids have like a really healthy home life, and I think that's amazing for both the kids and the parents. However, poor Kim, I guess there's a song called Losing My Family where Kanye basically got down on his knees and was like crying. Everyone in the stadium turns and is looking at Kim. Can you freaking imagine? I cannot even. Okay? I would have been like, time for me to go. Squeaky. Gonna just sneak right on by you. Can you imagine? I don't know. I give her so much credit for all that she does and all that she handles because it's a lot. Like a whole lot. But hey. That is why she is Kim Kardashian, billionaire extraordinaire. The other fun thing about Kanye's listening party is that he actually hasn't left. He is still residing in the stadium in a very chic jail cell-esque mini room that he's created for himself. Cinder block walls, a really adorable twin-size bed, very little closet space, and by little I mean none. I don't quite know what's going on with Yeezy. I don't know that there is anyone who does. You know what? But I wish him well, and if this is his artistic process, I don't want to be an artist. Also, Chrishell from Selling Sunset has dropped a bombshell on us. She revealed in a very J-Lo-esque way that she is dating Jason Oppenheim. She dropped a photo dump, and right there in the middle was a picture of her and Jason kissing, smooching, snuggling. So we're really happy for them, and congrats on the new relationship. To wrap it all up, I'm going to circle back to Kravis and just point out a couple of new updates. Bama recently was playing a game of Never Have I Ever with a few of her friends on one of her lives. Someone got a recording of it, and in the recording, there she is saying that Court is her stepmom. Okay? They were playing Never Have I Ever. The question came up was, have you met a Kardashian? And she obviously has, and they're like, oh, you have? And she says, yeah, my stepmom. Which I think is so adorable. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means they're engaged and they're secretly not telling us, which you know is my favorite Kardashian conspiracy. But more likely than not, I think she just feels a really kindred spirit to Kourtney. I think that they're very close. I think that their family is really coming together. And so she probably is already considering her stepmom. And we love that for them. Also, I do have to call out Miss Coco, not my dog. Khloe Kardashian did like a post on Kravis Forever. The post was the one where I called Courtney out for having a ring on her finger during a Good American shoot. A ring that looked awfully like an engagement ring, which was on the wrong hand, but still looked like an engagement ring. And of course, Miss Coco slid in and liked it. What does it mean? I don't know. Could it just be because it's a Good American shoot? Sure could. I will say, I didn't tag her. She is in the hashtag, but I did not tag her. So more will be revealed in time, I'm sure. But shout out to Coco for just sending me right back down that sweet old rabbit hole. Thank you guys so much for joining me for my first episode of Kravis and Shit Talk. The pod is going to drop every week on Thursday. I'm so looking forward to getting into all the nitty gritty about Kravis and all the other celeb news that's going on. Talk to you all next Thursday. We'll be right back.